Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
And welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Friday, June 9th, and it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri, and I shall be your host for the day as we talk about Independence, Bahamas, Independence, Bahamas. I know a few of you knew that I could sing. I did sing once upon a time, but my money was inside it. But guess what? I have big people on Zoom with me. I'm actually excited, actually. I have Ambassador Miss Leslia Miller-Bryce. Let's make sure that she's on, so producer, make sure she's connected, so I can connect and continue the conversation. Are you there, Mrs. Bryce?
Good morning.
I'm always impressed how excited you always are when you come on and when you speak, especially when you speak about independence.
Yes, I am extremely excited, and good morning, Bahamas, and good morning to all listeners.
Yes, first, let me calm down and commend you, right? I want to thank you for the effort that you're doing, the excitement that you are infusing the Bahamas, the work that you and your team are doing to get the entire Bahamas involved. I see that you're reaching out to all aspects of the Bahamas. Say, hey, come and celebrate with us, because it's a big thing. It's a big celebration for that. And tell you thank you. Thank you for your exuberance and your energy that you bring, especially when you give speeches to the Bahamas and let them know, hey, we're doing big things.
I'm grateful. Nothing can truly happen without a team. And I just would like to take this opportunity to give a very special thank you to the team that worked tirelessly with organizing and ensuring that everything flows right, logistics. There's so much that goes into these events in the background that, sometimes persons just don't see. But I just really want to say thank you so much to the team for the long hours, the late nights, their commitment to ensuring that whatever it is that we do that's presented to the Bahamian public is done with a level of professionalism and just a first-class experience that we always want to give to the public. This is our nation's 50th. We only turned 50 once. We're not going to see this anymore. Not to say that the 49th or the 48th wasn't special. But, there's just something when you reach your 50th milestone. And so we just want to continue in the same vein of excellence that that we began with.
And I also want to definitely thank your team and to commend you again for you always making yourself available. Access to you is just easy. Just call and say, hey, can you come up and explain what's happening with independence? And yeah, you just show up. Yes. You talk about the Jubilee celebration and you spoke about putting forward grand events. I went to the event you had on Bay Street. You know when someone is taken aback and say, my God, you see this? I say, you see how big this is? You know when you start tearing up saying with pride? I'm just saying I was proud to be Bahamian. We start our program now and what else big things that you do, and I just want to give you time to explain what all happened then, how that came about, and just to say, hey, Behemoth Week, we need to start taking part in all these events, man. And the possibilities, I didn't see the possibilities of Bay Street transforming to be like a cultural exposition where you sit back and say, this is us. This meeting's right here.
Yes. So in preparing and planning for the 50th, if you would go back to January, we would have held the launch of the 50th in Rawson Square. We then transformed Bank Lane into all things Bahamian, where we had cups, we had baggy, we had chicken in the bag, we had tarts, we had everything Bahamian that you can think of that we did way back in the day, it was there. The sausage in the bag, the hot sauce, and all, we had anything that you could think of, we had it. And walking through Bank Lane and seeing that transformation, it was the same feeling that people were like, oh my gosh, I didn't think Bank Lane could be transformed. And after the event was done and we were cleaning up, I said, team, do you all remember as a child when your parents took you to Gombe? Do you remember that?
Well, of course I remember. I mean, I was young, but I definitely remember.
As we sat there and we started to brainstorm, I said, team, we have to bring something to Bay Street that we did back in the day. And that is what it was. It was Gombe. I think Gombe was held almost maybe for an entire month or something. But I remember as a child going and Bay Street was transformed. And that is where the idea came from. All we're doing is taking things that would have and bringing it back. There's no reason to reinvent the wheel because brilliance has always been a part of our culture. The ideas have always been there. And so all we're doing is just bringing those old ideas and themes back.
It's a celebration of us. The old ideas are us. And I only can anticipate what could happen in Junkanoo in July, even the Gombe's festival after seeing what happened on Bay. The possibilities are endless.
Are endless. Yes. And so I think that we just opened the door to the endless possibilities, just as you spoke about. And so I just want to say thank you also to the Bay Street merchants because they were so kind to allow us to do that. It was a beautiful day. The atmosphere, seeing all of the food vendors, the kids through there, they had their own section and they were just running around. And the patriotism, man, you felt the love. You saw people that you hadn't seen in years. Everyone in their Bahamian colors, you know, from the young to the old, getting their face painted. It was just a beautiful moment. It was an experience. We started down by Charlotte Street, where we had all of the young performances on that end. I'm not sure if you went down there, but the young people down there, they performed.
Of course I went down there. I saw GHS. I saw Sinan.
Whole crowd down there. Yes. And then it was the big stage, and persons were down there. And so we just ensured that every person that we can think of was engaged. And this was for the young and for the old. And as we go further and we move into our events, that is what the events are for. The young, the old, the young at heart, the children. We ensure that there's something there for everyone to take part in. Did you paint? You didn't tell me. Did you take part in the painting section?
No, but I did try going in that big. And I said, what do you mean they're too big? And I said, no. And I said, no, take the kids out and let me go in the bubble thing. But yeah, my wife didn't like that part.
And you know what? Again, that's to the amount, that's vendors. We have so much creativity in this country. That is a young vendor. They called us and they said, well, can we be a part? We just would have purchased this bubble thing and we want to be able to come out and show Bahamians what they can rent for their birthday parties.
That was nice.
Sure. This is the atmosphere for you. This is the place for you to come and let the Bahamian public see what a diversity and creativity that our Bahamian people can come up with. The food vendors, the food trucks, the art, the artisans, the crafts that were out there, the handmade jewelry, the purses, the anything that you can think of, it was there. The books. We had Bahamian authors was there selling their books and their coloring books. And the children were purchasing. And we had a flip-flop company. And
commerce was there, for sure. Money was moving and making.
It surely was. And every vendor was able to call us and just to say, thank you for including us. And so that is what we've been doing. We have a database. We would have been asking persons from October, November, December. If you're a vendor, fill out the form online. Let us know what it is that you sell. And so we've just been going through our database and figuring out what's best for each event. And vendors are coming on board. And so I just want to say thank you to those Bahamian vendors that take the chance, you know, because it's when you develop a business anywhere in the world, you take a chance. So I just want to salute them for taking the chance and for taking the opportunity to come out there and do what it is that they do and promote their products and services to the Bahamian people.
And Mrs. Bryce, before we talk about what's happening this weekend, I have a couple of texts asking about any other big events that you can mention, and then we'll go in detail about what's happening this weekend. So what's what else can we anticipate in general?
In general, we have... there's a National Day of Service. There's so much things going on. There's another Thanksgiving service. The fashion show is this weekend. There's a big Junkanoo event that's coming up next weekend. We were asking for all Junkanooers to come out. It's a celebration of our culture. We're also having a boat show on Father's Day, where the boats, listen, we're calling for all boaters. I think we have about 100 boats signed up so far. And they're leaving from Arawak Key. And they're sailing along the shoreline, decorated in our Bahamian colors. And they're going to move from Long Wharf all the way down to Montague in one line. The Royal Bahamas Defense Force is on board. They're going to be there to ensure safety, of course, is paramount. But we're going to promote it. We're going to ask families, everyone. You could just stand anywhere on the shoreline. We're going to give the map, but we're going to end at Montague Beach. Could you imagine coming to Montague Beach? All of those boats, you just look. And the only thing you see is our Bahamian colors, because those boats are excited to wrap their boats in our Bahamian flag and just show their patriotism and their national pride. And then on the shoreline, we're going to have food and music and vendors and just another fun evening for persons just to come out and enjoy. And so we wanted to give the boaters an opportunity to show their national pride. And so we have that event planned. The Junkanooers, like I say, there's a big event for them. Culture, Junkanoo, I mean, the greatest show on earth. So we want to ensure that we included them in our celebration. Then we also have a home decorating competition. We just posted it on our website this week. There's a home decorating competition in every single constituency. There are prizes, there are cash prizes, there are all sorts of prizes. We have different sponsors that are now coming on board to help and to support us. And so we want to say thank you for that. But there's a home. Listen, nobody could decorate a house like a Bahamian. No country could decorate a house like us. And so there's a home decorating competition nationwide. Every family island is included. First, second, and third place prize. We're going to send out the information and the details that you take a photo of your home. Once it's decorated, you send this to us. We're going to have persons go out and look at it, and you can win. You can be the best decorated home in your constituency. How wonderful is that?
It is wonderful. We are on the back stretch, you know, a couple more days before the big dance, as they say, in Junkanoo. I see everybody trying to get on board. People calling left, right, and center, saying, man, what can I do? I want to participate. Can you give me your web page, your Facebook page, so persons who wants to participate can
celebrate
still...
Bahamas. Celebrate Bahamas. www.celebrate-bahamas.com is our website. Celebrate Bahamas. We're on all the social media handles. Celebrate Bahamas is where you can find all of the information. Celebrate Bahamas is where you can go to look at all of our events that have passed. Anyone that we would have interviewed, any of our master classes, any and every information is on Celebrate Bahamas.
Miss Bryce, I want to start talking about the event tonight and the event, I think, on this weekend. But I have a caller here who wants to engage you. If you don't mind, can I patch the caller through?
Sure, sir.
Okay.
Sure, sir.
Go ahead. Patch the caller through, producer. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me? Caller, Gernwine. And let's talk about the event that is happening tonight.
Tonight. There is the Jubilee Fashion Show tonight.
These seem to be high-end stuff, man. Like elegant stuff.
Listen, this is so... In speaking with the designers, we have not had a major fashion show in our country for many, many, many years. Some designers have been able to do it on their own by having their individual shows. But bringing this collaboration together has not been done in a very long time. They are excited. If you would give me a moment, I just want to say all of the designers who are involved this evening.
It's all yours.
You have
Go ahead.
Cardell McClam, Cedric Bernard, Anthea Ballard, Kevin Evans, David Roll, Sabrina Francis, April Jasmine, Felicia Ellis, Novato Dawkins, Lady Delavaux, Judy Delavaux, Patrice Lockhart, and Theodore Seeley. That is a super lineup. It's a fierce lineup. It is world-class lineup. When you put those fashion designers together in one room, on one stage, one night, presenting to the Bahamian public what it is that they do. It's going to be a phenomenal show this evening.
Let's talk about where, when, and which. Where is it going to be?
It's going to be at Bahamar.
Nice.
The doors open tonight. The doors open at 8 p.m. The models are ready. The designers are ready. The lights are ready. It's just lights, camera, action. These designers have been working on these their designs for, I think, about a month. They've been prepping. They're ready. They're excited. We were at rehearsals last evening. And the excitement was just in the room just to show their Bahamian pride, man. Just to show what it is that they do, what their industry has to present to the Bahamian public. And so I just want to say thank you to those designers for coming on board. There's also going to be a couple other special things, but I don't want to say too much, but you have to come. Tickets are $50. They can only be purchased online. I think we about capacity. There won't be any tickets sold at the door, so you're going to have to get them online. Hopefully before they're sold out. But this is definitely something that you want to take part and you would want to support.
This is an elegant event. Is there a price for this?
Yes, there is a price for it. The tickets are $50. But what is that to pay to see and support our Bahamian fashion designers on a world-class runway showcasing their world-class designs? Some of these designers have been on international runways, featured in international magazines, and they truly deserve our love and our support. And so I'm appealing to the Bahamian public, for those of you who are interested in fashion and designing and just want to support our local designers. There are a couple of tickets still left. And so I would love for you to go online. It's SunCash. Is responsible for the sale of our tickets. They've been doing a wonderful job. And so I just want to say, see you all tonight, because tonight is truly going to be a beautiful event.
I sound like I have to go. I need that.
You have to come.
Come borrow $50 from the wife, but I definitely need to make the effort to go. But so it's $50 tonight. It's going to be at Bahama, right?
At Bahama.
And remind me again on where can I purchase the tickets, just one more time.
SunCash. SunCash link. You can purchase the tickets. Even if you go on to Celebrate Bahamas, it will take you directly to the link that is responsible for the purchase.
Go ahead.
No, everything is right there on Celebrate Bahamas. You'll find all the details there, including the link where you can purchase your ticket.
But not only is the fashion show tonight and for this weekend, what is happening? I suppose I had two things. Isn't it
yes,
a fashion show? Go ahead.
Yes. On Sunday, there is the Golden Jubilee Tea Party. I don't even want to talk about that too much because that's sold out.
What do you mean it's sold out? I ain't got no tickets yet.
It is sold out. Well, it's not for you. It's sold out.
I drink tea.
Women, fabulous Bahamian women event. It's
I like
it's
tea.
It's sold out. I don't even want to talk about it.
But you got to talk about it.
It's It's sold out. Right. Now that it's sold out, the phones are ringing off the hook. We're trying to see what we can do. But right now, you know, we want to ensure that those who would have purchased their tickets and would have been in special invited guests, that they truly have a memorable experience at the National Golden Jubilee Tea Party.
You mean the demand was that high that it was sold out that quickly?
Yes. Yes. This is going to be a tea party like none other. That is the only thing that I can say.
Can you at least tell me what was going to happen and who's going to be there?
I can't tell you that.
I guess just to miss the party and I ain't know nothing about it.
You're going to know once we start posting our photos. Okay. We're going to probably go live at some points during the event. But yes, we have a very special guest speaker and an honoree who is flying in, a Bahamian, first class, who has done big things on the international market. And she is flying in just for this particular event.
I'm jealous. Okay. So, and under whose patronage is both events under? Because I'm
correct, and forgive me for not saying that. The evening, the Couture Culture and Couture event is under the patronage of Lady Pinling.
See, I gotta attend that.
Man, listen, there. You know, when you speak of elegance, when you speak about grace, when you speak about fashion, who do you think of?
Of course, I think about her.
That is who you think of, and it's under her patronage, and I just want to also say a special thank you for her accepting for this event to be under her patronage, and she will be there. She will be there in attendance this evening.
Okay, nice. And,
the tea party is under the patronage of our very own spouse of the Prime Minister, our Lady Davis. It's under her patronage, another woman of grace and elegance.
I love how they dress. Yes.
And the tea party, like I would have had a conversation with her, and I told her this is not a regular tea party. This is going to be a Bahamian tea party, things that have never been done before. And so everyone is excited, but the tickets are sold out. And I just want to say thank you to the Bahamian public that are supporting these events, that are coming out and showing their Bahamian pride. There is events on this calendar for every age group, every interest that you may have. We ensure that there's something on this calendar just for you. And so we did our ultimate best with ensuring that.
And Mrs. Bryce, the phone is lit up. I want to pull more information from you, but I'd be remiss not to allow the callers a chance to engage you. So if you may, can I just pass them through?
Sure.
Go ahead. Producer, pass the two callers through. Go ahead, caller. I mean, it's talking that much. Go ahead, caller. Can I hear you in the background? No? Good morning.
Good morning, Her Excellency.
Hi.
It was always good to hear from you, Excellency Leslie.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
You are doing a great job, and I had to applaud you. I have to call you and applaud you, and we greatly appreciate the work that you are doing. Trust me, I will be there soon. Soon to those events, I will be there. Only one day I got missed on the tea party. I hope you have a post-independence one, because I have to go to a church commitment on Sunday. But please,
we need another one.
Okay, madam.
Thank you so much.
Please have a second one for us, a tea party. You got to have the... Thanks so much. God bless.
Yes, ma'am. And thank you so much. Thank you.
And Mrs. Bryce, I can remind you, I drink tea too. So you do need to have a second one. And if you can include some hot cocoa.
Mm-hmm. That would work for you.
Yes. And Johnny Bread, please. And the hard cheese. I mean,
I'm taking my notes.
Please.
But just as that caller would have called, just to say that she would like to applaud me. Listen, it is a team. When I tell you there is a team, there is a team that, like I would have said earlier, the ideas, the creativity, this is a dream big team. You know, they like go big or go home, because this is our country's 50th.
The call drop. Look how I drop Mrs. Bryce. Just when the conversation get interesting. But you're back in. Go ahead.
They put their 1,000% effort into all that it is that we present. And so it's really not just me. It is an amazing team. And I will always give kudos to them.
Mrs. Bryce, I have one more caller again. Hopefully this caller is able to connect. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ms. Miller Bryce.
Good morning, hello? Sir.
Hello.
She answered. She said, good morning. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, Mrs. Nuri, that's my old boss lady from the bowling alley. Miss Bryce, this is Sparky.
Hey, Mr. Sparky.
Hi, his
Sparky.
Cousin from Taylor Street.
From Taylor Street. Good morning, boy, sir.
Mr. Nuri, that's my cousin from Taylor Street. Boy, that's Reba Afian's granddaughter and Joyce Lynn's daughter and Leslie Miller's daughter and all them kind of thing, you know.
Mr. Sparky, what you don't know is Mr. Nuri was a Taylor Street boy, too, you know.
What? And he treated me like this? And been in my yard and carry all my avocados, and then he's treat me like a stepchild. Now, look here. Congratulations, cuz. And you're doing a good job. You're making the New Day government look good. You missed out some old-time stuff, though. I wanted to contact you, but you wouldn't answer my messages. Hello, you
no,
still
ma'am.
There?
I'm still here. I'm still here.
Okay, let me tell you. I know it might be too late to write these down, but you missed the old-fashioned... The marathon swim from Prince George Dock to Montague Beach. They used to do that back in the day. Used to swim from Prince George Dock to Montague Beach. They had a road race. They used to swim from, they used to run from Montague to the Priory Ground. And they used to also have a bicycle race every year when we was growing up. They don't have that in the Bahamian celebration, but we used to do that religiously every year. And most of them used to end up at the Priory Ground on West Street Hill. But they don't have that in the Bahamian. That's a real Bahamian. You understand what I'm saying? And one of the champions in the swim race was none other than Sir Cyril Fountain, my uncle. He won it one year. Andy Knowles used to win it a lot of times. A lot of the Bahamians don't know their own big time to start writing these things down. But we know everything but the king and the queen. We need to get to do our own history, Bahamians. Let's start now.
Thank you very much, Sparky. I appreciate
yes,
it. Just yes, let's start now. I have a number of texts asking for, again, where can I get the list of things that is happening. So I'll give you the opportunity to give your handles and web page again so people can gravitate there and see so much things. And of course, other people are joining in because that's that rush towards the finish line. So many other organizations say, man, I want to partner with the Secretariat. So I'm excited about that. But again, give us the website and the social media links.
Okay, so it's www.celebrate-bahamas.com. That is our website. Lots of information on our website. All of our media handles are Celebrate Bahamas. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. Celebrate Bahamas. All of the information is there. Lots of information, lots of pictures, lots of videos. Everything is on there for you, and the full calendar for you to be able to follow and take part in all of our upcoming events. If you want to reach us by phone at the Independent Secretariat, the numbers here are 604-1020. Now, there's also been another thing that I would just like to say as well.
Mm-hmm.
Persons have been asking about the official 50th Independence Golden Pin.
I see that all over the place.
Yes, we've seen them. They are now for sale for $5. There's also a link on our social media handles, on our website, where you can purchase them in bulk. Maybe you want to buy for the entire office. Maybe Guardian Radio would want to buy for the entire staff. They're five Independent Secretariat office. We have them nicely packaged for you. And for the rest of the year, straight into next year, you will be wearing your 50th anniversary gold pins.
Good. I have one more caller. I'm going to let this caller go through. And thank you very much for joining me, by the way. Let me get the call again. Go ahead, caller.
Hello.
Hello. You're all yours. Go ahead.
Can you ask her why she canceled the takeover of Windsor Park?
I saw the inclement weather. I saw the memo. But I'll ask her. That's the only question you have for her, and I'll ask her.
Yeah, when they're going to postpone it.
Okay. So let me allow her to respond to that. And thanks very much for calling in to ask that question. There's supposed to be a big thing on Windsor Park. The people
On Windsor Park.
The people still asking for it.
And listen, that's not gone away. But we would have gotten word of weather, a bad weather that was coming through. And it was a good thing that we did postpone that particular event because the weather surely did come.
Mm-hmm.
But we want to ensure that when we go to Windsor Park, it's a beautiful day, a beautiful atmosphere. Just stay tuned. There is a new date that's coming up. We're just trying to finalize it because there's a lot of different moving parts. But we are coming to Windsor Park. Every resident in that community, Angliston, Bain and Grantstown, any community that's connected to Windsor Park, there is a special event there for you. Bahamians are large, east, west, north, and south. Whenever we give this new date to go to Windsor Park, we are asking that you come to Windsor Park, you enjoy the festivities, you come out and you hear about what used to happen back in the day. And so that particular event is an honor and a special tribute to our great late Sir Milo Butler.
Yes. And I'm talking to Her Excellency, Ms. Leslie Miller-Bryce, and she is talking about the event that is tonight, which is Culture, an evening of culture and culture. I pronounce that word
couture.
Right?
Couture.
You know, I don't
couture.
Speak French. That's French? It sounds French. Right? And remind us on what who all is going to be there in terms of the artists. I mean, the designers, yes.
Yes. So the designers are Cardell McClam, Cedric Bernard, Miss Anthea Ballard, Mr. Kevin Evans, Mr. David Roll, Miss Sabrina Francis, Miss April Jasmine, Miss Felicia Ellis, Mr. Novato Dawkins, Mr. Theodore Seeley, Miss Judy Delaville, and Miss Patrice Lockhart. Amazing designers.
Excellent. And thank you very much, Your Excellency.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's a pleasure. I'm definitely going to invite you back because I want to hear about all the big events, especially moving closer to the 10th.
Yes, and yes, the countdown is on.
The countdown is on.
Countdown is on.
And I like personal invitations just in case you want to invite me to tea parties and the tickets solo quickly.
Sure. No problem, sir. So today is actually 31 days to our 50th. So mark your calendars. There's 31 more days to go.
Yes. That's Mrs. Leslie Miller-Bryce. Thank you very much, Her Excellency.
Thank you so much for having me, sir.
Sarge, that's you.
Well, who else?
Tell the truth. I thought a beige walrus was dying on the sidewalk.
I'm preparing for my 4x100-meter debut.
More like 1x1, because the other 99 killing you.
Funny. The Bahamas game's coming July 7th to July 15th, and Grandbahama gotta win this.
Well, you know that.
Email info@thebahamasgames.org or call 322-1029 for more information.
Which island is gonna win?
Girl, you see how Cora eye look funny all black up yesterday?
But she say she bump into a wall when she's running after the churn them.
Yeah, but last Saturday you see her arm was all black and blue, right?
What you saying? You think something wrong between her and Jack?
I ain't sure, but you know Jack is a jealous man. I hear him and Cora last Friday. I hear him say he hear Cora have eyes for Junior.
Now you know that ain't true. Cora is a good woman. Does mind her business, take care of them churn and go to church every Sunday. So what do you think we should do?
I think we should report Jack, you know. Cora don't say nothing, but silence hides violence, and we don't want to line up in the cemetery.
Not me. I ain't getting in nobody business, then Jack come after me, and I line up next to Cora.
No, man, we could call or text Crime Stopper. And remember, we can even get some grocery money for our tip.
Remind me again how this work.
We can call them in Miami at 328-TIPS or 328-8477. Or when we in the island, call toll-free at 300-TIPS or 300-8477. And if you don't have no minutes, use the Crack Crime Bahamas app and we could text them and the messages get on mix up before it leave your phone so nobody can know what you're saying.
So what are we waiting on then? Let's go earn some grocery money.
Independent Bahamas, 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 Independent Bahamas, Bahamas,
for independence is glory here.
Independent Bahamas, 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 Independent Bahamas.
We'll be right back. sisters to join in unity for independence.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. And this weekend, tomorrow, big things are happening in Fox Hill. In fact, all the roads lead in Fox Hill because the number one school in Fox Hill is having the biggest fair and stakeout. And of course, I want to know who is hosting this big event and stakeout. And I have Miss Amanda Cartwright, who is the PTA president of... I should let her talk to herself. Miss Cartwright, are you there?
I'm here. Good morning, everyone. I'm so excited to be here live with you.
I'm excited, too. I was hoping that you'd be in studio, but I heard that you were the PTA president of the best school inside the Bahamas. Is that true?
The best. It's the best school, and it's a wonderful, not only job to have, but it's a wonderful time to be holding that job. How about that?
So what school are you the president of, then?
I am the president of the PTA for the Saint Anne School, the home of the mighty Blue Wave. And so we're there in the Fox Hill Road on top of the hill, the very best school. I don't want to say in the East. I want to say in the country, just because everyone is listening right now.
I understand. So you have an event. This event is tomorrow, correct?
It's tomorrow on the 10th of June. We're having our biggest fundraiser that's held annually, and this is the first time that we're back since COVID, believe it or not. So we're very, very excited to host our stakeout, our fair, and even, you know, all the young people are celebrating because exams are over. I don't know if you knew that, but it's a dance for all the young people. Obviously, it's school-age young people, though, so that's 18 and under. All of the young people, we're hosting this big event that's not only going to cater to family, going to cater to the grandparents, all the aunts and uncles, the parents. Listen, bring the kiddies. The only thing you can bring is the dog. We don't have anything for them yet. But you can bring everyone in the family and come and support us at our fundraiser. That's going to be tomorrow, starting at 12.
Tomorrow, starting at 12. I live in Fox Hill, so I see all the flyers. I see all the banners. And in fact, a number of schools and the community has been invited to attend this fair. How significant is this fair for the school or the PTA in general? What do you do with the money?
Well, definitely, you know, the PTA, obviously, we're a nonprofit, but every single dollar that we raise goes towards the school and some special project that they're going to be doing. We would have just had the opportunity to assist as it relates to the sound system in our hall, and we're looking forward to doing several other projects. You know, we need a school bus, a new school bus, Mr. Nuri. Mm-hmm. So we need some help to be able to make that a reality. We have several things going on in the school, and the media room and various projects that our school has lined up for us. We know that the school board and the ACA do a great job on doing what they can. But we want to do our part as well, because we're looking, you know, the PTA is not just the parents, but we're involved with teachers and even all of the associations that we have. And so all of the funds that we raise, it goes right back into the school, right back into the students. And in some cases, it goes back to the teachers as well. So we definitely need the help and the support of our community at large. I tell you, bring your MP, bring your cousin, bring your granny or your granddaddy, bring the neighbor, bring the housekeeper, all the babysitters, bring everyone to sit down and help us. Help us help the future generation in the Bahamas, starting with those ones that we have in Blue Wave County. So we really, really look forward to your help, and we look forward to you getting to stand. Because we know our success depends on all of you. And we look forward to seeing you. We look forward to having a happy family time. Because you know there are not so many family things to do on Saturday. Besides the movie. So come and have fun with us.
I see the steak and the chicken is $15. Who cooking
only
the steak?
$15.
But who cooking the steak? Because I mean, I know the St. Anne's Church men, the AACM has cooked good steak. So I'm assuming that you have good steak. It could be right there.
Ready now, because guess what? We have ACM men from all across the length and breadth of this Nassau. So many ACM men are coming. They're coming from all the way in the West. They're coming from the South. They're coming from St. Anne's, too. They're coming from other churches. So don't think it's just them, but several of our men from the Anglican men are coming to help us to grill. We know we're well known for our delicious steaks and our chicken. Not as a whole half chicken, not even a quarter chicken. We're giving them a whole half chicken.
A whole half a chicken?
You can find a whole half a chicken. You can find a whole half a chicken for $15.
No place. No place. I can get a tie. And Miss Cartwright dropped the line. So hopefully she's able to call back. And then we can finish discussing what else is being offered at the Sinan's Fair Stakeout. But I know that a number of the students who attend the school is actually hosting the event. They have a number of booths. So I'm assuming that the Alumni Association, definitely former students of St. Anne's, need to attend what their school is doing. And also to extend a helping hand to say, well, hey, I am successful now. I appreciate what the school has done for me and the mentorship. So therefore, I am willing to return and assist. So I see the phone lines lit up, so I'm assuming that that's Miss Cartwright again. And if it is Miss Cartwright, producer, pass her straight through. So let me speak to her about the PTA Association. Miss Cartwright, is that you again? Miss Cartwright, that's you? I was going to say the company would phone more like you have, but I'm going to leave it alone because I forget who sponsors Guardian Radio and I don't want to get myself in trouble. But I want to know the various activities of the PTA, right? Because I know this is a PTA event, right? And they use the money to help the school move forward. And I'm not sure how the PTA involves or the alumni. Are you encouraging the alumni to come and assist you?
We're encouraging anyone who's affiliated with Blue Wings, because the alumni should be a part. You know, we are. And the next thing, we're having registration for our alumni. We're making certain that we have information for all of them. There's going to be a registration booth for the alumni and students, former students and teachers of St. Anne's right there at the PTA fair as well.
Oh, that's nice to have a registration there. So what else can I anticipate coming to the booth? I come to the fair. I found out they have the best steaks and the chicken, the ACM.
Man, we have corn fritters. We have Caribbean and native food. You know, we have some of the best, not only the best teachers, but we have all kind of flavors at St. Anne's, and they're not a cook. So we're going to have some roti. We're going to have some curry. We're going to have some native cotton candy and popcorn and balloons and assorted games. You know, everybody want to play something, so it's popular. Even for the young people, we have basketball, various basketball games, and we have video games and all of these things that are going to be there to ensure that our students are engaged. You know, if I tell parents you have to come with them because we need you to spread a little love by giving us some money. We don't want you to leave as heavy as you came. But we're hopeful because we hope to be able to engage all of these. There's going to be pizza and ice cream. Obviously, there's going to be sodas and various flavors of drinks. So we're going to have a little bit of everything for everyone. Of course, there's going to be a bouncing castle. You can't have a fair without a bouncing castle. Just want to bounce.
I was telling the listening audience earlier, before when you got disconnected, that the number of students will be highlighted and heading and spearheading the various booths also.
Definitely. And that is the thing with St. Anne's. We get everyone involved. So each class has been assigned a specific booth. And so you find the students and the various teachers are very excited because they were able to do their part in ensuring their booth success by garnering the parents' support for the various booths. And you're going to find those booths are going to be manned and operated by the teachers, by the students themselves, and some of the parents. I know that we even have some of the students who would have been doing the baking. Some are doing the prepping. Man, I left students at the school prepping potatoes. The students are so excited to do their part. We have students who are there present and just providing encouragement, even as the meat was being prepared and prepped. So the students are ready. We're teaching our students how to do their part. And we know that all of them look forward to what's tomorrow and definitely, because the students themselves have realized that whatever the PTA is able to accomplish, okay, because all of the support that we get, all of the funding that we get, it goes back into what they need to be able to be successful. And so we can't wait. Listen, I can't wait to see the students fly in front of us tomorrow. The home economics students are very excited. and the teachers themselves on being able to put forth a good show and good product from St. Anne's.
And Ms. Cartwright, I have a caller who wants to engage you. I'm not sure how I can do this with two calls, but producer, if you're able to make that happen for me, please. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me? You got cut off, Ms. Cartwright. Go ahead. Go ahead, caller. Can you hear me?
Hey, what's that, Nori?
Rachel, man, how you doing?
Man, I was supposed to touch you when you had Leslie on, man. She didn't go on it.
Yeah, she didn't go on, man.
I was supposed to touch you when you had her on. But everything good, though.
All is well, man.
You get look into the thing?
I'm looking at April right now because I mentioned it. I'm going to go.
You're looking at her right now.
And I'm going to mention it to her right now. But no problem. Let me go back to Ms. Cartwright and let me wave to April. See, I'm waving.
Okay.
That
okay,
she need to remind me about that thing.
Okay, bro.
Thanks very much.
Yeah.
Ms. Cartwright, you back again? Ms. Cartwright, you back again?
I'm back.
Thanks very much. Thanks for that, right? I'm excited about tomorrow. Remind me of the times. Remind me of the time again.
Our fair gets started at 12 p.m. and we will actually go until 6 p.m. Well, you know, that's the Bahamian way. But mm-hmm. you know, we'll keep going if we have people to go for.
Mm-hmm.
But and our dance, I'll get started at 7. But guess what? I didn't get to mention who the young turntable DJs are going to be present. Because you know, the young people want to know what's going on in their parents.
Mm-hmm.
They want to know who is the music off for them tomorrow. And so what we did at St. Anne's, we allowed the students to give their suggestions on which DJs they wanted to feature at their dance. And so we would have come up with some of the very, very popular youth DJs. We have Dylan, the DJ, who is also a student at St. Anne's.
Nice.
We have DJ Manny. We have DJ Chili. And we have our very own DJ Hardy, who's going to be assisting on the ones and twos. That's what we say. I don't know what they say. We're going to have Sean is also going to be present. All of them are going to be doing their part and ensuring that the students have a safe and wonderful time. But we know that, obviously, for the parents, please know that security is definitely going to be enforced by the Royal Bahamas Police Force. Or your children are going to be safe on the hill at St. Anne's. You don't have to worry about that. So just be certain to drop them off. Make certain that they have their $15 to be able to pay for the dance. And we will also have various treats and snacks available in case they need to eat something as well on sale.
So I just need to invite all the Anglican churches and, of course, call St. John's and say, St. John's, come over to your sister's school. And
come
make sure
over to the east.
Yes, come to the east. But I thank you very much, Ms. Cartwright, for joining us. I'm excited. I shall be there at about, no, it'll be 12 o'clock, about 2 o'clock to make sure
I get my... Oh, when you said 9.
No, I don't help. I just eat. So, and I appreciate you telling me it's a half a chicken. So I don't think I get in steak anymore. I take advantage of the half chicken, you know. So hopefully you season that flesh for me. But one of the things one of the things I always impress with St. Anne's about is that international flair, due to their teachers and also some students there, and the idea that you having so many Caribbean food ready, authentic Caribbean food, is a testimony of that international experience that the students are able to embrace there at the school.
Yeah. And so definitely we have so many students who are descendants of or from the Caribbean, as well as several of the teachers who are from our Caribbean, those in the Caribbean from various destinations in the Caribbean. And so they're bringing a little bit of their country and their home back here to what we have to offer at St. Anne's. So if you want to taste a little bit of Caribbean, say you got to come to St. Anne's and get it. To St. Anne's and get it.
I look like I got to get some curry too. No problem with
yeah.
that. That has been Miss Samantha Cartwright, who is St. Anne's PTA president.